Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Halloween H2O 20 years later.
I watched the second half of Halloween H2O 20 years later.
And this is the other half. Close my eyes, like it'll make it quiet.
I know.
It doesn't. Sorry, audience.
Welcome to the very last spooktacular episode of the other half.
Mike, why are you saying it with such knowledge that you just figured this out or something?
Because you just don't. Because I just learned this like a minute ago.
Into the next movie.
I know.
Be a little horror.
Might be
as
another
well.
Horror movie.
Mike's just like, they all blend together. It's all horror movies
all
the time.
I thought October was a much longer month than it actually is. This
it's
is
pretty fucking long. We got 5 episodes of horror of spooktacular.
That's
so
that's true.
6 would have been nuts. I don't even think. Is there any way you can get 6? No, I don't think it was,
six Thursdays in October might be possible.
I don't think you can have 6 Thursdays in a
ever?
Month. I don't think so.
No month has
I'm
6
Thursdays.
I'm pretty
sure it caps out. I don't think the math lines up.
Well, why don't I look it up and you tell us a little bit about Halloween?
There ain't no way.
H2O.
Ain't no way. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay,
no
fine.
No, you look it up for real, though. I just looked at a calendar and said, that's stupid.
You just looked at a calendar.
You ever look at a calendar, man?
I've.
You can't fit a lot of dates in there.
You ever look at a calendar, man?
Yeah, Calendar Man from Batman.
Calendar Man.
Is that his theme song?
Yeah.
Man. That's an underrated HBO show. Calendar Man.
How many weeks in a month legally?
Legally? Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Legal weeks.
All the months in the calendar have 4 complete weeks.
Okay.
So, I mean, that doesn't
that's
make
minimum,
it,
so you
that doesn't
have 4.
Make it sound good. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you can get a 6th one in there.
Can't really sneak at in there. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. A calendar month has 6 weeks.
No, I think it's maxed out at 5. I think we got the maximum amount of spooky movies, I think.
Oh, wait. I got one. In according to this, in April 2017 there is an aberration. 6 weeks in April 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
What day was it? Like a Sunday or something?
What do you mean what day was it? It was an entire month.
You can't do an entire 6 weeks in one thing. It probably just meant that they touched it or something, right? Like there couldn't be an entire, like, because that means there'll be 7 times.
Wait,
7
what am
times
I looking
6?
At?
That doesn't
1,
make any
2,
sense.
3. Oh, wait, no, that's 5. Wait, no. Okay, so here's what's going on. Look, so the first is like the first week, and then that's the only week. Are you talking about complete weeks?
No, I'm just talking about like, it's April 2017.
No, wait.
Oh, are you talking about July?
Where is August. This? Wait. 6 weeks.
This is great.
This
content.
Is great podcasting
guys,
content about
pull
Halloween.
Pull out your calendars and look at 2017, some random date. I don't remember anymore.
Slightly longer answer. Calendar view is designed to be able to show you a grid of 7 days long and 5 weeks high. It isn't capable of displaying more than that at once. This presents moments where the complete month cannot be displayed.
Complete month cannot be displayed?
There's apparently 5 weeks in February 2015.
Of those 5, that's not 6 though.
I know, but that I think people are mentioning these.
There is like always like a 5th. I know there's always like an extra Friday every so often. There's like a 5th Friday, and people get paid twice if they're bi-weekly.
I think what's going on here, and I think
it happens twice a year.
I'm getting the wrong information here. Is what this is going is like, is it possible from a UI perspective for there to be 6 weeks?
Oh no, you found the wrong type of question. The UI perspective, the Google AI.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know. If that
Halloween,
could work.
What a great series! Originally directed by John Carpenter.
Yeah, man. I've never seen Halloween.
You've never seen the original Halloween. Any of the Halloween movies.
Didn't we watch one for the podcast?
Did we?
I thought it was like Halloween 3 or something. No, we didn't. We never watched a single Halloween. I'm thinking of Friday the 13th.
You're thinking Friday the 13th. Yeah,
I always get those two mixed up.
That's
so
fair.
Like,
they both have spooky guys in masks going around killing teenagers.
Yeah, that's pretty
but
much it.
I always feel like the Halloween movie. movies are like in a much higher
echelon. I agree. Even though I've never seen them, but I've only heard good things.
They're very good. They're obviously very hit and miss.
Yeah, but, you got the sequel two, and then you got the actual anthology of the third one. Right. Have you seen that movie?
I love Season of the Witch. Yeah.
I've heard it's fun.
It's a fun one. There's one appearance of Michael Myers in it, and he's on TV in a bar.
It's amazing. Yeah, because he doesn't matter.
Because he doesn't matter. Because
he originally wanted an anthology type thing. And they're like, what if we made a direct sequel, and we made another sequel that happened 20 years later.
A Halloween series is fucked. I'm going to have to Google this one now because this is going to sound like bullshit. I believe there's four movies that are just called Halloween, because there's the original Halloween, and then there was the Halloween that came out recently, and then there was Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot he made one.
Or maybe it's just three Halloween movies and three Halloween twos. Like, I think
you might be right.
Yeah, that's probably
and
what
that's
it is.
And that's pretty fucking weird.
It's very weird. When
yeah, because I think every single one of them, because that's Danny McBride made?
Danny McBride, yeah,
made
exactly.
another one. Yeah, I got sequels. Mm-hmm. Rob Zombie got a sequel to his Halloween?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Weird Al Yankovic was in that one.
All right, well, that's how you know
you're
going
off
the rails.
It's a bad movie.
Oh, yeah. but they're better than Friday the 13th, apparently.
Very much so. I like Halloween. It's nice. It's, you know, it's comfy, too. You know, like Friday
the
13th happens. Yeah, exactly. I think that movie takes place at, like, a summer camp, so it's not like...
Yeah, Friday the 13th is, like, summery. Well, this is Halloween, spooky vibes and everything.
Feels
you know?
Good. I grew up with a lot of, like, watching a lot of Halloween movies. I watched the one after this one, which is... Halloween, oh man.
Because I don't even know the numbers on this one. H20? Like, they didn't get to Halloween 19, and then we're like 20 years later,
no,
you know?
It's because it was 2000, I believe. Oh, no, it's also because 20 years after the first.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what H2O stands for, which is so fucking lame.
They really just wanted to have a cool initial.
Yeah.
What's
the one after this? Because I remember seeing the one after this where, like, spoilers, Michael comes back, kills Laurie. And then
so she survives this one.
She survives this one, wow. And spoilers, she kills Michael at the end of the movie.
Wow, yeah. Again.
Again, but I mean, in this version, and I'm actually kind of curious what happens in the one after this one. It's pretty unambiguous that she's killed this guy. What's the one I saw? Halloween Resurrection, which came out in 2022.
Well, he got resurrected, obviously.
Great fucking movie.
You know exactly what he did.
I love this movie. It has, oh my God, who is in this fucking movie? Busta Rhymes is in it. Tyra Banks is in it. Great film. Great fucking movie.
Fuck?
Okay. It's a reality show, and they go to the original Michael Myers house, and a bunch of teenagers are locked in the house on Halloween night. And then there's one dude who's a nerd at a Halloween party, and he's watching a live stream at the party because he's a nerd, because he's not actually into partying. It's a great movie. But that's not this movie.
No, that's not this movie. No. We barely talked about this movie.
But how long? We're like five, six
we're
minutes
at least
into
10
the
minutes
movie.
In.
Yeah. Finally, let's talk about H2O.
Halloween H2O. Yeah. 20 years later, it
20
says.
Years later.
20 years later.
So, yeah.
But yeah, no, well, what have you heard about this movie beforehand? Like, why did we pick this? You can't just jump right in. We got a little preamble.
Because this is always the movie I think is Resurrection. I always mention, I always say, oh yeah, I've seen Halloween H2O, and then I, like, actually look at the poster, and I look at, you know, the story, and I'm like,
Jamie
oh
Lee
no,
Curtis
I haven't
is in
seen
this again.
This movie.
Huh.
Yeah.
I always heard this is, like, decent for what it is. Kind of, people always are like, that's actually, like, an okay Halloween movie.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
So far.
It was clear that, like, Jamie Lee Curtis also had a lot of, like, love for the series.
Yeah.
You know? Like, her mom shows up in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From, to be, oh, God, what's her name? Oh, no. It's the old lady in the movie. That's her mom.
I don't see an old lady.
You don't see an old lady in this movie?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
The thing is, this movie also has a really good breakpoint for the halfway moment.
How do you mean?
Oh, the old lady. Yeah. The lady that's like the secretary or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I did see her. That's her mom?
That's her mom, IRL. Oh. That's, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm forgetting her name. Janet Leigh.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, who was in Psycho.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. That's the nepotism part where everyone's like, Jamie Lee Curtis can't act or whatever because she's in it. I'm like, I don't know, she's still pretty.
She's pretty great.
She's pretty
in
good
this.
In this film, honestly. Yeah.
She's an Oscar winner,
and
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Josh Hartnett. Also, pretty good.
Rocking a terrible haircut yet again.
Yeah, he's got a Dumb and Dumber look.
Yeah, but he's good in this.
He's pretty good.
Also, Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams is in this.
What the fuck?
Also, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Not my half of the movie.
Yeah, he's really not my half of the movie either. Anyway, Halloween H2O, 20 years later.
Stacked cast. Oh, and, lest we forget, LL Cool J.
Oh, LL Cool J, how did we forget?
He rocks in
this.
He's
a lot
movie.
Of fun.
I like
he's
him
a fun character.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so... 1988, someone drives home,
It's Halloween, or the day, a couple few days before Halloween, and Sandman's bumping. Oh. Mr. Sandman.
Oh, okay.
Give me a dream. Is that related at all to the original Halloween movie?
No.
They just were like, this is the theme this time.
I think Michael Myers is like a Sandman of sorts. He puts people to sleep permanently.
Sure. I guess so. You can say that about any serial killer,
yeah,
but
that's
okay.
That's true.
So looks like I thought it was a waitress lady. I put waitress lady a lot. Really, she's a nurse.
Oh.
She arrives home to what looks like a broken light. Mm. Looks like her door's kind of been ajarred and broken into. Mm-hmm. So she's a little suspicious. She's like, huh, okay, well, I'm going to go to the neighbor's house because she looked in and looked creepy.
Right.
She goes to the neighbor's house and gets shocked by someone with a mask with a hockey mask on.
Oh, shit. But it's like Friday 13th.
But then he pulls up and it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's like, hey, what's up?
Aww.
She's like, hey, I got broken into. I'm a little nervous. He's like, no shit. She's like, yeah, no shit. Someone broke in. Hmm. Also, the teen's house, because I haven't seen any adults here. I just see this kid, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and some random friends.
Nurse.
Well, there's also a friend with him, too.
Oh, okay.
But the teen house has a butterball, like, mannequin from Hellraiser.
What?
Like, he's just there.
How big?
In the corner.
Like a tiny one?
It's like a sizable one. You know, people put skeletons on their front porch? It's like that size.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That's crazy.
I know. I was like,
bring back the Hellraiser.
Bring back Hellraiser.
Yeah, remember when we watched all the Hellraiser movies?
I'll never forget, Mike. I'll never forget, Michael. Check it out on theotherhalfpodcast.com.
Check it out. It was a good series.
So they hang out at the teen's house for a bit, and they kind of call the cops, and the cops are going to take like a while to show up. But Jimmy's like, I'm going to go look at the house. I got a hockey stick. I'm going to go check it out. And she's like, you don't want to wait for the cops? And he's like, nah, it's cool. Mm. And so they go to the front of the house, and he goes in there. And his friend stays behind with the lady, and he starts talking shit while he's in there. He's like, come out, intruders. I got a new hockey stick. I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
He's looking around. He sees that the office has been trashed. He's like, damn, the office has been trashed. Everything else looks mostly okay. But then he gets in the kitchen and like an ironing board falls.
Fucking
smashes everything in the kitchen. He's scared. So he comes back out. He's like, yeah, I mean, looks like your place is pretty good. It seems open. Like there's no one in there. But the office is trashed. Oh, and so is your kitchen area.
Mm.
They got both of them. Yeah.
Well,
and she
says,
oh, okay, fucking useless cops. So she walks in and they run off, and I guess they took a beer from her or whatever.
Wow.
These little janky teenagers. So she gets in there and starts looking around and sees that like the office is indeed messed up. And on the desk of her office is an envelope. An envelope for Laurie Strode.
Ooh.
Who
Laurie Strode is.
Who we all know is the protagonist, Jamie Lee Curtis's character from the first Halloween movie.
That's right.
And it's been empty.
The second Halloween movie. And the fourth Halloween movie.
Is this not the fourth Halloween movie?
Yeah. Is it?
No, this is the fourth Halloween
movie. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. I was like, is there another one I didn't know? Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so she's like, oh, shit. That's not good. So she tries to run away because she sees... like she's looking around, she's Michael Myers. We see Michael Myers in the background, but she tries to run and she leaves. Mm-hmm. Goes back to the teen's house where she thinks she's safe. But then she sees Joseph Gordon-Levitt with a fucking hockey stick in his head.
Oh, 500 Days of Murder.
Oh, got him. That Michael Myers is such a bitch. So then Tony's his friend's name.
I was going to say Tony.
He's also like, she opens the door to try to escape and his body falls on her and she's like, ah! Mm-hmm. Michael Myers comes in. He's got a fucking knife. He's trying to chase her around. And then he's got her kind of cornered in the house and the cops arrive. Hooray, they're here. But they're going to the wrong house.
Right.
Because they're going to her house and they look around like, oh, looks like nothing's going on here. And she's like, no, you fucking idiots. I'm over here. And then she gets her throat cut and she dies.
Oh.
And then she even tries to break the window and they don't even hear it. And then they eventually look over and they're like, oh, look, bud, there's a break-in over here. Uh-oh. And then you see a bunch of cops actually do arrive.
Actual
because,
work, yeah.
Yeah, they do find it.
You're going to have to steal a lot of beers from this place.
And then they say, this is we got a chief detective here. And he's all like, oh, this is the place of Marion Whiting, the Sam Loomis's nurse, who was, I guess, in the first movie.
Oh, yeah, Sam Loomis, yeah. Dr. Loomis.
Dr. Loomis, who's obsessed with
Michael Myers.
Myers.
He was his doctor back at the old mental facility.
Mm-hmm. So he's just obsessed with him. Spent his whole life tracking... this Michael Myers guy.
That's right. Played by Donald Pleasance.
Oh.
Just recently passed away.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
He's not in my half of the movie at all.
He's not in my half either. Just know this because I've seen the original movies.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The cops are like, one cop is like, maybe Michael Myers came back. And one of the younger cop's like, no way. He must be like too old for all this. He's like, I don't know. He's seemed like he was pretty young back in the day. He could still do some damage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, 20 years isn't that long. Yeah. Like, you're still pretty fucked up, you know?
Yeah,
like,
Jamie Lee Curtis is still acting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. and then you see the young cop, like, look at the disheveled office, and he's like, Michael Myers, yeah, right. And he shuts the door and goes, ding, 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 ding.
Hell yeah. How good is that theme?
And it pops up the credits. It's so good. It's a classic.
It's great.
It's a classic. It's
written by John Carpenter.
It's crazy that guy's just like, I'm just going to do it all.
The dude is a fucking amazing guy. Yeah. Man. Makes a great, this, The Thing.
They Live.
Know? They Live. Escape from New York.
He just really is just like, I just make movies, man, and yeah. I'm going to go smoke weed and play video games. I love Borderlands.
And they complain about Letterboxd.
Yeah, exactly. So then, yeah, we hear over the credits Loomis talking about how he met Michael Myers and like kind of like tapes and stuff. And in the credits it says, introducing Josh Harnett.
Whoa.
And LL Cool J.
Introducing LL Cool J.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Jimmy. And I'm like, that motherfucker just died. Yeah. Like, what a weird thing to kill someone off and be like, introducing him.
The theme is so long, they needed to just add words, you know, to the opening title sequence.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple theme, though. It kind of feels like a video game soundtrack where you can cut it off any time and it's like still
Was there
fine.
Any kind of iconography? Sometimes it's like a pumpkin, you know, like a jack-o'-lantern in the credits on black.
I think there might have been, yeah. Okay. But I don't think it looked exactly like the iconic one where it's like all blacked out. You see the jack-o'-lantern.
Okay.
See, that's crazy. Like, even though I've never seen the movie,
you
like,
know,
I've seen so much of it. I've like almost seen it by osmosis sort of
right.
thing.
You already
know
all this stuff.
Yeah. Like, exactly. I feel like that and Jaws are the two where I'm like,
you really need to see Jaws.
I know. I need to see both probably, but
that'd be a fun double feature.
That'd be a good double feature. Yeah. Very scary, scary. Summer scary, fall scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, the perfect transition movie to go for the seasons.
Yes.
Anyway.
Check out our Discord. Maybe we'll watch it on there.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Mm. Not a bad idea. Anyway, so that dude died right away. Okay, yeah. So then we're here at the old university. And I guess
the old university.
And I assume this is the university she originally went to.
Mm-mm.
Really? Because they show a picture of like what looks like the old, maybe it's a different university. And they pan over to like a closet and they show flashbacks of her getting attacked by Michael Myers. I don't know if it looked like the same place.
No, it's different places.
Okay, so they
she moved out here away from where she grew up.
But she still probably has images of that sort of similar.
Every time she looks in a closet, she gets nervous. You know,
every time she looks in a mirror, every time someone appears, she's like, Michael Myers is here. Michael Myers is here.
Every time she sees Star Trek, she's like, oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she actually has a dream about being attacked again, but it's her nightmare, and she wakes up, she goes, ah, and her son, who is,
Josh Hartnett,
comes up.
His name is John.
His name is
Johnny.
It's John, yeah. He takes
care
of her.
How old is he supposed to be in this movie?
17.
Okay. And she was 17 when the first, when she was attacked by Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So they said that.
How old was she when she had him?
So, 21.
Okay, she's 21 years old when she had Johnny. Okay. Yeah. All right, sounds good.
It lines up. It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. Yeah. He looks very old for 17, I will say.
He does look a little old for 17.
I thought this was like a college that he was attending.
Yeah, actually, I thought that too until you literally mentioned it. And you're like, yeah, I guess he is 17. He wouldn't be working.
He would probably be going to college.
It's one of those like fucking fancy ass high schools that are basically like college. So.
Yeah, they have like gates and dorms and shit.
Yeah, gates and shit. And they got uniforms and stuff.
Yeah.
Just like,
one of them private colleges.
Yeah.
Or probably high schools.
Probably because she works there. So
yes.
He gets
she's a teacher.
And also,
what does she teach there? English?
Yeah, English.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so she's like, all right, he takes care of her, gets her some meds, and she seems okay. They kind of have a little chat at breakfast, and he gets a late birthday card from dad, 3 months late.
Who is his dad?
Don't really mention.
Some guy. Yeah.
Some guy. He's just not in the picture anymore. He's a bad guy. But apparently the whole campus is going to Yosemite for like a trip.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
But she doesn't want him to go.
Why?
Because she's just very protective of him. She's just scarred by this. It's also Halloween, you know?
Sure.
And he says, you're going to realize I'm 17 years old and you can't be too protective. And he says, like, dad would let me go. And she's like, yeah, well, your dad is a chain-smoking methadone addict.
Jesus.
And he's like, yeah, well, look who attracted one like that. And I'm like,
what a mean thing to say to your mom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, wow, what a dickhead. But she's like, you still can't go. You know, he's like, I know it's like the day. She's like, what do you mean? It's like Halloween. She's like, oh, I hadn't noticed. It's like, come on, man. You just had a whole nightmare about it.
Yeah. she's trying to act like it's not bothering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His friends, so he goes to school. He tells his friends, can't go to Yosemite. They seem bummed, except for one of them, Sarah, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
I hate Yosemite. I went once and it was stupid. And that's not the right word. Dumb. That's not the right word. Oh, it's repugnant. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, Sarah's one of them. Sarah's one of those Joss Whedon talking motherfuckers.
Oh, you're
you
right.
I mean?
Absolutely is. Yeah, that's what she right. feels like. She's right, like My Eternal and stuff like that. Immortal. My Immortal.
My yeah. Eternal. My Eternal. Immortal.
That's yeah. a sequel that no one wrote. But yeah, so he sees his girlfriend played by Michelle Williams. Her name is Molly Cartwell. And says like, she finds, or he finds out that she also can't go to Yosemite.
Why?
And, cause her dad sucks or something.
Her dad is the dude with the gray hair, right? With the big nose.
I don't think so. I don't.
Is that Sarah's dad?
The guy with the gray hair and the big nose. Is he the one? He's not the one dating Jamie Lee Curtis.
He is
right?
the one dating Jamie Lee
no,
Curtis.
No, they're not. They're unrelated.
Oh, are they not related?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. No, I think you're right because his last name is Brennan, I think.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't think they're related at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Because that'd be really weird.
I thought this was like an apartment complex. I thought like, so he was like checking up on them and I was like, oh yeah, you check up on your daughter. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? No, these are just girls that attend the high school.
Here. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Molly Cartwell, but yeah, she's like, I can't go to Yosemite because my dad just won't let me. Sucks. Or something about grades. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And so they're like, okay, well, it's the four of us have a Halloween party. I've not mentioned Charlie. Charlie's there.
Charlie's a guy. He's dating
Charlie's,
Sarah.
Yeah, he's a guy dating Sarah. He's Josh's friend.
Yeah.
He's just your stereotypical, like, shitty dude. I mean, he says, like, oh, we could stay home and, like, hang out and like party here. We could have a roaming orgy instead because the whole grounds would be empty.
Yeah.
You know, he's a real funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
He's really funny. Yeah.
And, you know,
and then he like goes to like kiss Josh Hartnett. He's just trying to get closer to him.
He's
man.
Just trying to get closer to him. Yeah. That'd be somewhat so funny. Yeah, this orgy's like... great. Stares at Josh the
right
whole
time. Girls?
Right, girls? You guys have fun. I'm going to suck some dick. Some Josh Hartnett dick.
That's right. I'm going to feel that hard net.
How hard can you get? So we cut to a lady. This seems really stupid, but random. It's just a lady on the side of the road because they're like, we need to have some horror elements. We forgot there's a horror movie.
Horror elements.
Horror. I'm really bad at saying horror.
It's
I
not
say
an
horror.
Easy word to say.
No,
you got to be careful.
There's just a very
word.
Similar word next
I
to
know.
It.
I know. And you were describing a woman, so you're like, got to include some horror elements. So there's this lady on the side of the
oh,
road.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying. She has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid has to go to the bathroom. So she goes to a sketchy bathroom and the women's room is locked for some reason. So they go to the boys' room. There's no one there except for one creepy car in the corner.
Oh no.
And they're going and they sit down and kid's in the other stall. And she's like, I'm going to go in this stall. She puts her purse down and someone comes and swipes the purse.
Oh no, her purse.
And I'm like, oh shit, that's fucking scary.
That is like, scary. That's like legitimately
that's
scary.
That's legitimately really scary.
That's real scary.
And then she sees a man in a mask walking around and then suddenly her daughter screams. You're like, oh shit. She busts open and she's like, what happened? She's like, it's a spider.
Oh god.
And they drive away and they're fine.
But what about her purse?
I guess she just got it stolen.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
That's true.
Stolen purse. You also she put it by like the front.
Yeah,
of the
why
stall.
Not bring it into the stall?
No,
with
it was
you.
In the stall, but it was just the very front. I'm oh. like, I guess you think you're alone. Like it did seem like she was alone. So
I would never it's a public restroom. Put it up on like a hanger or something.
It's true.
Like a coat hanger.
Yeah, it is pretty gross, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have it. I mean, this
they
is
need to have one of those doodads from Guilt Trip.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is a pretty run down.
Oh, maybe they don't have coat hangers.
Yeah, it's
can't
a pretty,
afford
it's pretty
them.
Run down yeah. bathroom. To be fair, it's just one on the side of the road. Anyway, the entire camp is going camping.
To Yosemite, now, except for our four heroes.
Well, and Jamie Lee Curtis isn't going,
right?
Because she doesn't want to. And
she knows her son isn't going.
Yeah, she wants to babysit him.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other guy, Will Brennan, mm-hmm. who is her boyfriend, who's also the guidance counselor, is like, no one wants a guidance counselor to go to Yosemite. They want to hang out with him.
He's the guy from Pig, the old man at the end of the movie that
oh
the
shit
and changes his ways.
Oh wow, that's yeah. really funny.
I believe he's Alan Arkin's brother as well.
Yeah. More nepotism.
I don't like this. I don't like this character. I think he's an asshole. I don't like him.
I don't know enough about him. I have. Okay. He just kind of seems okay.
He seems very detached from the relationship he's in, and I
kind of, yeah. I guess. That's true. Yeah. He doesn't seem super supportive. Yeah. But yeah, so then we got to security guard, Ronnie. He's reading.
LL Cool J. He reads and writes.
Smut.
Yes. Romance novels.
It's smut.
And he reads it to his girlfriend or his wife
to like
over
be like,
the phone.
Is this good? And she's like, that shit's cheesy.
I love it. I love their relationship.
It's a very funny. It's a very funny little concept.
It's a good character.
And he's just like, listen, it's gonna take off. She's like, it's never gonna take off. Just give up. You need to find like a real job. And he's like, no.
He has a real job.
He's like, I'm paying the bills, right? Does it matter? Like, I'm writing this while I work at the security. I'm like, that's a good idea,
it's
right?
True.
Security got a lot of downtime. You're just sitting there.
You're also working security for like a posh ass school.
You know? Like nothing bad's gonna happen here.
Nothing bad is gonna happen at this ever. School. Yeah.
But yeah, it's got some pretty good lines he reads.
Turn just in time to see her enter the room with her long, slender legs. They climbed high up a skirt leading to two tumultuous, round melon breasts.
Round melon? What?
Josh Harnett. Mm-hmm. Let's go call Josh Harnett.
All right, good.
He is trying to get a hold of him. He's like, hey, man, can you like let us out of school grounds? He's like, I can't do that, man. Come on, I'm not going to do that. And he's like, listen, man. I got to make it special. I want to make it special for my girlfriend for Halloween. This is the first time I'm going to be celebrating. And he's like,
for some, you're going to be celebrating Halloween together?
I'm just celebrating Halloween.
I was going to say, because he's never celebrated it before because his mom is a weirdo.
His mom is traumatized, Mike. So then she's like, all right, fine. You better not do anything weird. Mm-hmm. So they go out, him and Charlie. So then Lori goes on a date with Will because they scheduled it earlier in the movie. So they have to go on it because they set this up. Now we're paying off.
Right, right. So stories work.
But she seems really distant. She doesn't really seem to be, you know, thinking much about the date because she also was like staring out the window and seeing Michael Myers in random places and getting scared by him.
Right, having visions of Michael.
And he's like, hey, are you okay? And she's like, oh. Are you tired of my bullshit? And he's like, nah, I'm a counselor. I'm attracted to it. Which is like, it's kind of a compliment, but also like,
kind of a creepy thing to say if you're a counselor to children.
Well, no, I mean, he said to his girlfriend, so different.
Okay.
And he says like, she's like, I don't know, man. He's like, I've tried everything to make myself feel better. And he's like, you know, you haven't tried everything. You haven't tried listening to me. He says, I'm a good listener. You haven't tried talking to me.
Oh, okay.
I was like, completely different.
I was going to say, you haven't tried listening to me. Fucking buck up.
Fucking buck up, you old pussy. Come on. You fucking survived.
Get over it. Yeah.
Shut up. Survivor guilt my ass. He's like,
well, actually, he doesn't even know her by her own name, right?
Yeah, because she has a completely different name.
Yeah,
this whole
she's
thing.
Completely
she changed
renamed
everything,
herself.
Probably to be hidden.
This must have been very confusing for you as someone who doesn't know her as Lori either.
No.
You picked up on it.
I picked on it pretty easily. So then it also says that, she's like, well, maybe I'll open up during a warm fire. Like, he seems like he's trying to be like, open up to me now while we're having a little glass of wine. He's like, okay, that's fine. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. He goes to leave the bathroom. She orders more wine with a full glass of wine.
Nice.
And the guy's like, okay. She's like, please. And he's like, fine. No problem, ma'am. And so she chugs the wine, puts it down, gives it back to him, and then takes a new one before he arrives.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, that's a sight of an alcoholic.
Do you see her actually like finish the bottle like in one shot?
She doesn't finish the bottle. It's just glass.
Oh, okay.
But yes,
okay,
you do. Okay. So then Charlie and Will are in the town, and they're there, and he actually goes, and Charlie shoplifts from a bottle of wine. From a liquor store and like displays it. Like he walks out of the bar, not the bar, excuse me, the liquor store, pulls open his shirt and goes, hey, I got it, Josh. Like right in front of it. I'm like,
idiot.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
But no one sees him. So they start walking away and it's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be something real special for my girl. But then Jamie Lee Curtis is there because she's also out for lunch. She's like, what are you guys doing out here? You're not allowed out on the campus. And he's like, oh, we're just trying to get food off campus. Like, you're not allowed. Go in the car, Charlie. Get in my car. And he's like, okay. So he goes in there.
So he's got to hide he's got to keister that thing.
He's got to hide it, yeah. But doesn't matter. Mom's more mad at Josh Harnett. She says, what the fuck, John? You know what day it is? And then I'm like, you know what day it is? You earlier didn't know what day it was. You're like, you hadn't noticed.
Actually, Mom.
Remember
you
that?
You didn't even know what day it was earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Citizen.
Yeah.
Citizen, Mom. And she's like, I don't ask from you very much. I need your responsibility. He's like, Mom, I'm never responsible enough for you.
He is very responsible.
He's pretty. Yeah. I mean, this is like the worst thing he's done,
and it's
like,
not even that bad. Stealing some wine. Come on.
He didn't even steal it.
Exactly.
She doesn't even know about that yet.
To be fair. What is he? Like, he's not on campus.
Well, he's not supposed to. That's part of against the rules.
That's lame.
You gotta follow the rules.
That's the thing is like, I'm watching this movie and later on, like they get into even more shenanigans, but I'm like, I mean, if I was their parent, I would be like, whatever, man, you know,
it's not
like,
that
bad.
It's not that bad.
But you also got to realize
that. Like, underage drinking's not, you know, legal, but, like, come on, 17.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world.
If you can steal a bottle of wine, you can drink it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, the thing is, though, she's obviously traumatized, right?
So, oh,
like,
of course,
she's just going to be extra, extra protective. Sure. So that adds another layer of, like, no, this isn't cool. You shouldn't mm-hmm. be doing this, kid. Your mom's traumatized. But also, it sucks to be a kid and
he's
be like,
17 years old. This thing, he's going to live with this his whole life.
It sucks to be a kid and have to, like, walk around your mom the whole time. Like, that's probably going to cause your own type of trauma.
Exactly.
Anyway, so he does tell mom. He says, Mom, this is honestly really good acting between the two of them. I really like this part.
And he's like, I want to be a hairdresser, Mom.
No, no, God, no. I'm going to block that movie
out
of my
head. Watch Blowout, our episode on Blowout.
Michael Myers is dead, Mom. You watched him burn. And she's like, well, I didn't stick around to see the ashes. And he's like, it's been 20 years. What is he waiting for? I'm sure we'll find out later.
Yeah.
If you want to stay handcuffed to your dead brother, go ahead, but I won't.
Damn.
And he just storms off. And then they turn on the car, and Mr. Sandman's on the radio again.
Mr. Sandman.
And they drive by a not creepy car. And I'm like, okay, for how paranoid she is about today,
there's
a very obvious
creepy car
that follows them up to the point where they need to get back into the school grounds. And they open up the door of the gates, and the guy and the car is like basically follows them almost to the gates.
But can't get in.
One just like kind of watches them and drives off. Right. And I'm like, you didn't think that was weird? She's just like, didn't
the car following you back to your place?
Yeah, didn't notice that. Anyway, she's like, why'd you let these kids out? And Ronnie like looks at Josh like, you fucked up, bro. Why'd you do this shit?
Yeah.
I let you out and you fucked this up. So then Molly, his girlfriend, gets is alone and gets a dumbwaiter delivered to her with a map of the rose on it. And you're like, oh shit. Is this where she's going to die? Like, is this really... Is this Josh leaving a treasure note, or is it Michael Myers trying to kill her?
Michael Myers is leaving a rose to kill her? You don't know how Michael Myers kills people, I guess, to be fair.
I guess not.
Yeah.
He's
very brutal.
So she assumes it's from, you know, it's from John, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Josh Hartnett. And then she goes and follows the treasure map and finds that in this kind of abandoned, I don't know what it is, like a science lab or something.
Mm.
An abandoned area. He has a little place that says Happy Halloween. It's like a little nice date place. And he's like, I realize I never celebrated Halloween because, you know, and she's like, why not? And he's like, well, because I have a psychotic serial killer who loves to butcher people on this day in my family.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's cute. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
She probably doesn't believe him.
Probably not. I mean, it is kind of a ridiculous thing to say that, like, yeah, man, I got someone in the family who just kills people.
My uncle's
Halloween.
A serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he loves, he's done it. He's got two movies about it. Yeah. So then he's like, well, don't worry, you have my full concentration. And they smooch. And they're like, aww. She's very happy with all this.
Very cute.
So Laurie is teaching, but no one's listening. Even her son isn't really listening in the class.
He's got one thing in his mind.
But Molly looks outside, and she sees Michael Myers outside the classroom. He's hanging out in the schoolyard.
Spooky.
Spooky. But guess what book she's talking about?
Oh, God.
Classic horror novel.
Oh, a classic horror novel? Is it Frankenstein?
You got it! Look at there you! Look at you!
I was trying to think of, like, maybe something about, like, brothers and sisters.
No, it's not anything that smart.
No, okay.
No, it's just Frankenstein. Yeah, and like, monster. She calls on someone. She's like, Molly, randomly. And she's like, what do you think of this? Like, why did you think he was pushed to the end and he had to finally confront the monster?
Yeah.
And she's like, got to the point where Victor's all his friends were dead and he had no choice. He had to confront the monster.
Right.
And I have a feeling that everyone's going to die in this movie except for
Laurie.
Yep. And then she's going to finally have to confront him and kill him.
Well, I'll tell you.
But that's my prediction.
It's a pretty good guess. Pretty good guess based on the foreshadowing.
Yeah, the foreshadowing. So then their class is dismissed and she calls back Josh and is like, hey, look, listen, here's a permission slip to go to Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
I decided, you know what? I need to let it go. You're older now. Here
she's
you go.
Gonna let him go to Yosemite.
Let him go to Yosemite. Here's the thing. But
he doesn't
want
to go to Yosemite.
He doesn't
want
to go to Yosemite because all his friends are gonna hang out here.
Yeah.
So what's the point? And so it's kind of a communication where it doesn't seem like he's like, I'm gonna stay. He doesn't tell his mom this. And all the buses leave, and Laurie kind of watches him go and gets sad. And she bumps into the secretary I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of like sad, and the secretary's like, you know, it's not my place, but I don't want to see you like this, but we've all had bad things happen to us, and the trick is to concentrate on today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what a useless ass piece of advice. Very mom-like, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, she gets in her car and drives off. I don't know if Tara comes back. It sounds like she does, but Then we cut to, oh really?
She doesn't. She goes to a hotel and takes a shower.
Okay.
No.
So then buses all leave. And while they're leaving, the janky car shows up and drives in, which kind of is weird because Michael Myers was spotted earlier by Molly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who's in this car? Who's driving here?
Can Michael Myers drive? Like, when
wouldn't he be able to drive?
Well, when he was arrested, he was a little boy.
Yeah.
And then he was tossed into an insane asylum. Like, I don't think you teach people how to drive in insane asylums or when you're little boys.
I mean, you could probably pick it up, I imagine. Like, maybe. He's probably not driving legally.
Well, do you think this is an old car? Do you think it might be like a manual?
Oh, it's definitely a stick shift.
There's no way someone who's never driven before.
There's a cut scene in this movie where he's learning to drive stick all by himself. And you're just sitting there and he's just like,
whoa!
Pop the clutch, Michael. Fuck!
You could do this.
No, he just sits there silently and just looks at himself in the mirror, disappointingly. That'd be a good little short.
I should watch that. So I'm going to guess that's my half of the movie.
That's the end of my half of the movie.
So I'm introduced to LL Cool J. He's reading
But by the way, this is a great time to have half the movie,
why?
Right? Well, because like all the kids have left. The campus has just been empty. Like as soon as we see the bus drive off with all the people... Michael Myers now enters into the picture for real.
To the point where I was like, this is a really fancy, like an apartment, like.
That makes sense because it's so empty, right?
It's empty and there's like a gate at the front and a guy that's like working security. Mm. So I thought this was like one of those like gated communities.
To be fair, that's the only place I've really ever interacted with security, like with a gate, is at like a fancy apartment complex.
And then I see Lori and she's like in a classroom, and then she leaves the classroom and then walks like just across the crosswalk or whatever and goes into her house, an apartment or whatever, where she lives.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay, so she's teaching in a college. Like, I was like really trying to figure out like what this location was.
Yeah.
I had no grip
on it. It's like the holdovers.
It's like the holdovers, yeah. Except for it's not like a boys' school. It's for everybody.
It's for everyone, yeah.
Yeah. So LL Cool J is reading a romance novel to his girlfriend over the phone. He works at front gate security. A car arrives, but then it appears to be abandoned. He opens the gate to inspect it. This is interesting. So in order to open the gate, he has to get out of the security box and press the button.
Yes, there's like a weird random button.
And it's like, why isn't there another button in the security
box? That's what I was thinking. That's like such a stupid idea. And why it's like out in the open, too. It's like someone could just like throw a rock at it and hit the button.
Why does the security guy have to get out of the security box to open up the gate? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, that's stupid.
But I think it's to add like a little level of like drama and horror and whatever to it. Michael Myers sneaks in and immediately cuts the phone line, so LL Cool J is unable to talk to his girlfriend.
Thing opened up.
Yes.
Michael Myers
sneaks in, but he doesn't kill LL Cool J.
I just don't understand why Molly saw him earlier on campus. Maybe he was outside of campus. I didn't realize that gate wasn't in campus. Like,
maybe
it was like a gate outside.
There's really no good sense of the like geography.
Yeah, that is kind of a problem with this movie. Is it kind of just feels like a kind of muddy where everything is. Nothing really feels connected.
It is kind of like a complex, I guess, complex.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is it's kind of interesting because a lot of times you see good movies where it's like, oh, I feel like I'm in a place. You know, I feel like I could kind of, you know, those maps where you can see like, oh, we mapped out the Seinfeld apartment or whatever. Like,
right.
Obviously, it's a TV show. It's very small.
Sure.
But there's Hogwarts or something. You know, like, because I feel like that's
The Simpsons house.
The Simpsons house.
Yeah.
A lot of places that are like, I'm trying to think of
Family Guy's house.
Family Guy's house, of course. I'm trying to think of some place, like, movie wise.
Sure.
But, like, those are all long. I'm trying to think of something that's like a smaller movie that where you know
kind
of everything.
Sense of the...
I would say even the building in Die Hard, honestly.
Oh,
like, you get a good sense of where everything is, even though there's multiple floors and everything. It's just like, I kind of get where everything is because the floors are there to kind of ground you and they show you every time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like signposting to be like, I know where everything is. And I think that's really important in like a horror movie. And that's why a lot of good horror movies also take place in a house.
Right. Or like a small, like The Thing takes place in like an Arctic base.
A very small area.
The original Halloween takes place within a couple of blocks from each other.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, these are like streets. So it's like, this is this street, this is the school, and these are the houses, and these are the neighbors of the houses.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you get a good sense of like where everyone is in relation to each other.
This all felt like disconnected locations.
They, exactly.
Like, which they might have been because campuses are big, but
and also it, like kind of brawling.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't really give a good sense. I think that's something that I feel like is overlooked a lot in movies.
Definitely.
As a positive to a movie.
Yeah.
But you really do notice it when it's not there. And I think that's one of the bigger things in this movie.
I totally agree.
It doesn't feel like it has a good sense of place.
Their only sense of geography you get is like within rooms, which is there. But then it's like when a character immediately leaves the room and then winds up in a hallway, you're like, okay, so how far away is this hallway to like the exit?
Yeah.
You know?
I had great knowledge of like where I was in the opening scene with the nurse and everything, like between, because there's literally between two houses, and I was like, I know exactly where everything
is. What the first Halloween is.
Yeah, I have to know. I know exactly where people are and what the stakes are and the players and all this, like, very easily. And I think with this big campus, it just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. That's a very apt point. So Lori's walking home. She sees Michael coming towards her in the dark, and she like closes her eyes and opens them again, sees him, closes her eyes, opens them again, and then boo, it's her boyfriend.
Wow. She sees him twice with the eyes closed.
Yeah. But then
there's multiple times that
she thinks she's seeing things.
She's multiple times her boyfriend is or look like Michael Myers and turn into her boyfriend.
So he's just like, hey, can I spend the evening with you? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then they like depart because he needs to check up on the girls. And then as they leave, in the background, you see another shadowy figure. So Michael Myers was there, and he just like moved out of the way. I'm introduced to Sarah and Molly. They're watching Scream on TV. And Sarah,
another movie I've never seen.
That's a great one, man. Sarah hides her cigarette from the counselor. What's the name? Brennan? Will?
Sure.
Will, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Her
boyfriend. William, I think. Yeah.
Hides her cigarette from him. And he's like, so what are you guys up to tonight? And she says,
well, we thought we'd hit the town, pick up some guys, you know, drop some roofies in their drinks, have a whole date rape evening.
Huh. Sounds good.
Care to join us?
I can't. I'm having my nipples pierced.
Oh.
But you two have a good time.
And this is why I was like, oh, they're clearly related. Like, you don't have this sort of, like, off the cuff.
No. Not like, just with a guidance counselor who literally is like, no one wants me to go to Yosemite because it'd be weird.
Yeah, exactly.
That is very strange.
It was a weird, like, this is why I thought they were related. Or at least that Molly and her were related. Because sometimes you're like, you know, it's like you have, like, your daughter. And then your daughter has, like, a shitty friend. But the shitty friend is around long enough that you feel, like, comfortable. No, this is just, like, teacher.
Maybe they are cool with each other.
I mean,
it could happen.
I don't want them to be this cool with each other. She's in high school, and he's a guidance counselor.
He's not making any advances. He's just saying weird shit.
He's just going, I'm going to get my nipples pierced. You're gonna
She's talking about fucking date raping people.
I know, I don't like any of this part of the conversation.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm not going to anybody's defense here. I don't like it. All right. So he leaves, and then they immediately sneak out the window with Josh Harnett. And at this point, I'm just like, I don't know who anybody is in relation to each other. Mm-hmm. At this point, I assumed that these two were related.
Sure.
We cut to Lori. I loved this shot. This movie's like not wonderfully directed.
There are some moments, though.
But there's some good moments. Like, yeah. In this particular case, she puts like a glass down, and then she pulls out a bottle of vodka, and she pours it like, she pours this glass like halfway to the top, like full of fucking vodka. And she puts the vodka away. She takes the glass, and we follow her as she just drinks the entire glass in one, like,
I love showing
gulp.
How much she can drink.
And it's like, obviously it was water. Obviously it wasn't vodka. Obviously she's an actor. But I was just like, this is such a good, I don't know anything about Lori at this moment. Mm-hmm. So it's good to like have it like reminding you like, oh yeah, no, she is dealing with
something.
She's
clearly damaged.
She's going through it. Yeah. So she drinks it all down, and then she chases it with some mouthwash.
Like, does she drink the mouthwash?
No, she just like puts it in her mouth so that she doesn't smell like vodka. And then Brennan arrives.
Huh? Won't help.
I won't help.
I won't help. It's not enough. They always do that. We're like, well, I have a mint, and I'm like, that doesn't fucking do
anything.
I mean,
this is a lot of mouthwash.
I guess, but like, that's also a lot of vodka you just down.
Also, I would be like, why do you smell really like mouthwash? What are you hiding?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because mouthwash is pretty potent.
Yeah, exactly.
Also smells like alcohol, though, so maybe that's why.
Oh, I think maybe.
It would cover it up because it's alcohol. Yeah, breath mints don't do that. But no. Alcohol? On alcohol?
Like Listerine? Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the girls and the guys all go to hang out, to make out, they eat food, they like take food from like the cafeteria, nice. And then they drink. And I wrote down, honestly, not that scandalous. Like, honestly, they don't seem like they're being like unreasonable or like, oh, what's the word I'm looking
for? Like, people will be upset if they came by, but it's like, oh, well, whatever. We'll just get more food.
Whatever. They're 17, 18 years old, you know? Like, fuck it. You know?
Should be like minor punishment.
They're not
That's
like
it.
Doing hard drugs. They're not fucking like burning anything down, you know? Like,
there's
whatever.
No arson,
they'll be
whatever.
Fine.
There's no property damage.
No.
Fine.
This is, they're going to wake up tomorrow, regret drinking that much, and then just never do it again for a couple for a couple more months, and then they'll go back and do it again, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, I'm watching this, I'm like, this isn't that bad. We cut back to Lori and Brennan. They carve a pumpkin, and then they start making out, and then she starts to admit that her name, apparently the name she was given, she gave him, was Carrie Tate. She says, I'm not Carrie Tate. She explains everything. She says that her brother killed a bunch of her friends, you know, that she had to leave.
Gotta be a real good guidance counselor for all this shit.
And he was just like, oh, all right. Like, he doesn't seem interested. He actually seems way more interested in just like making out with her than actually listening to her. Even though, as you said, that's all he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then she's like, don't you like care? Don't you believe me? And he's like, oh, yeah, no, I believe you. Yeah, everyone's heard about Michael Myers and Laurie Strode and all that. And I'm like, well, then what are you acting this way for?
Like, finding out, like, your girlfriend's, like, a secret celebrity or something? Or like, even if it's, like, for a bad reason, it's just, like,
that's,
I don't know,
crazy.
That's crazy. You'd react a little bit, wouldn't you? He's too fucking
horny. He acts like she farted. Like, that's how he's just like, oh, wow, okay, that's interesting. Well, anyway, let's go back to making out, you know? I'm just like, this is a big deal, and she's opening up to you about, like, this horrifying thing, you know? So whatever. Eventually, she, like, forces him to listen to her. And I just wrote down, he looks bored. And she sees a birthday card, because he's just like, why do you think, because she's like, I think he's out again. I think he's out on the loose. And she's like, he's like, why do you think he would wait 20 years to go out and then go murdering people? Like, I don't understand.
Just like her son.
And then she looks up and he's like, when did he attack you? And she realizes her son is the same age that she was when she attacked him. And that's why he's escaped and is going to kill people, is because she wants to kill her son and then kill
escaped. Her. He's dead.
He's alive. I don't know. I don't know what fucking escape.
I don't know what happened in Halloween too. So.
I don't either. I haven't seen him in a very long time. She immediately freaks out. And I don't understand the context of this, because I just see her. She sees the card that says 17 on it. Happy birthday card for 17 years old. She jumps up and she says, Johnny! Johnny! And then she runs and she's like, they're not at Yosemite! And I was like, who's at Yosemite?
What's Yosemite got to do with anything?
And then she's like, I gotta call Johnny. And she gets on the phone. She's like, the phone line is dead. I need to call Johnny. And she goes, they didn't go to Yosemite. I'm like, who is Johnny? And why were they supposed to go to Yosemite? I don't know any of what's going on here.
Been safe in Yosemite.
Yeah. And then she pulls a fucking gun out and opens the front door, and like, they bump into LL Cool J, and she's like, the phone lines are dead. He's like, I know, I came to you to talk to about that. Like, we need it. Something's going on. There's a car at the front gate. And the three of them are like, okay, I say the three of them, LL Cool J and Lori are like, we got to figure this out. And the boyfriend's like, oh, you guys are overreacting.
There's always going to be one.
Well, there's a weird car in the front of the gate, and the phone lines are out.
That's not a coincidence.
Not that big a deal. Yeah. So we cut back to Charlie, who is looking for a corkscrew to open up the wine bottle with, and he uses a dumbwaiter to go investigate downstairs to see if he can find a corkscrew. He goes down there, and he finds a corkscrew right above a sink.
Uh-oh.
He goes to reach for it,
uh-oh,
and he accidentally drops it. Where do you think he drops it into?
It's
a horror movie. He's near a sink.
Oh, garbage disposal.
Yeah, that's right. He drops it right into the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah.
And he like looks over and he sees like a switch, and he flicks the switch and he goes, and he's just like, okay, I have to make sure I don't touch this switch. And he goes down to put his hand in the garbage disposal. Uh-huh. And then as he puts his hand down in the background, you see Michael Myers is back there, baby. And
for some
reason, he doesn't hear or see Michael Myers. He's just way too focused on that light switch.
That guy is
switch.
Absolutely the master of stealth.
He is,
for
yeah,
being a massive
stealth.
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why he can get away
it's
with
the
all
shoes
this.
He wears.
Oh, yeah. That must be
he's
soft.
Wearing really, really, really soft, quiet shoes. So
brand deal incoming.
That's right.
Michael Myers influencer. I see dollar signs. This is what I see.
And Michael Myers, it's going to make a killing.
Slay.
So what do you think happens here? We got a guy, his hand is down a garbage disposal. Michael Myers is right behind him. What's going to happen?
Michael Myers is going to just smack that switch. Mm. Smack that switch while he's in there.
Mm.
And hold him. Hold him down in it.
That would be pretty great. Yeah. I like that. So he...
But that's too easy. They're going to subvert
your That's exactly what happens. He reaches in and he pulls out the thing perfectly fine. Not a big deal. He just slashes his throat. And then he leaves him in the...
I gotta say, all the kills I've seen so far are pretty
They're not great.
Except for the ice skate was pretty cool in the face, but that was, you didn't even see that. It was just
you just saw the aftermath.
Yeah, I was kind of like, damn.
Yeah.
Man.
This kill isn't that great either, because it really happens off stage or off screen.
Off stage.
And then Sarah, his girlfriend, is upstairs and she's just like, hey, Charlie, what's going on? And she goes to investigate the dumbwaiter and she sees Charlie in there and she's like, Charlie, get out of there. And she's like, moves him. And then his head falls back and she realizes Charlie's dead.
So he's stuffed in this dumbwaiter? It's a pretty small dumbwaiter.
It's pretty small and he's stuffed in it. And then she looks behind and sees Michael Myers approaching and she jumps in the dumbwaiter because she needs to escape him.
Uh-huh.
And so she's stuffed in the dumbwaiter
with the body of her
next to the body of her boyfriend. It's pretty gross. And so she goes down to the bottom and she crawls out of the dumbwaiter. But as she's crawling out, Michael Myers above cuts the dumbwaiter.
I was going to say, he's going to cut that shit.
He does. He cuts the dumbwaiter and it falls, breaking her leg in half. Ooh. So she's now crawling on the ground. Her leg is all busted. Uh-huh. And she's like, I think I might be able to escape. And of course, she's so slow because she can't fucking move.
Yeah.
Michael Myers shows up walking right in front of her and just starts fucking stabbing her.
Classic.
Another sort of not that great kill.
I mean, he's very efficient.
He's very efficient.
He's not about fun. He's about efficiency.
He can have some fun, in which in this particular case, so Josh Hartnett and Molly go to investigate because they are like, where is everybody? They go and investigate. They find a bunch of blood everywhere. And then they find Sarah's body is hung by a light bulb hanging from the ceiling, and the light bulb is in her stomach. And so it's just like a body hanging, and the light bulb is in her stomach, illuminating the insides of her like carved out belly. And I'm like, that's pretty spooky.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty good effect. Yeah. Yeah. And then Michael Myers shows up.
He's like, oh, I forgot the theatrics. I'll do it for someone else.
Here we go.
I guess he did stuff a guy in a dumb way. That's pretty theatrical.
Yeah, exactly. Josh and Molly find Michael. Michael Myers shows up and they fucking run. They just run. And as they're running, Michael Myers gets closer. And then Molly, of course, fucking like falls. Because, you know, women in every horror movie need a fucking fall.
They got those heels.
I don't even know if she's wearing heels.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Her shoes are fucking hard to walk in.
So Josh, you know, so like Molly's like on the ground. Michael goes to, I think, like slashes it at Molly. Josh just fucking comes up and just fucking rocks Michael Myers in the fucking face. Just smashes him the fuck out. And then Michael Myers like kind of takes a couple steps back and then goes and just starts fucking slashing Josh Hartnett. And then Molly picks up a fucking rock and hits Michael Myers over the head with it. And then they book it. And that shit was that shit rocked. I love that.
That sounds pretty cool.
It sounds awesome.
Sounds like a good escape. Good fight.
They're not escaped yet, though, because they got to run to a gated door. Of course, they have a bunch of keys on a key ring and they can't figure out which key is going to open the
classic.
Gate. Classic. You know, they're under a lot of pressure. So finally, Molly finds the right key and they open up the gate and it locks behind them. But she accidentally drops the fucking keys outside of the gate. And those keys have the keys. So there's a gate. And then there's a door. So now they can't get in the door because they don't have the keys, but they're still locked inside of the gate.
There's no way they're going to open the gate from that side?
Well, they don't want to because Michael Myers is showing up. And Michael Myers can't open the gate from outside, so he just starts slashing.
Oh, he's right there. Okay.
But then he sees the keys, and he's like, oh, I'm going to fucking pick these keys up.
I got all the time in the world, baby.
Yeah, exactly. He's just like, boom, 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 boom. And then he opens the gate up, and just as he opens the gate up, the door opens behind them, and behind them is Lori. And she lets them in, and she smashes the door closed. And the door is like a window, and she looks out the like porthole window, and she sees Michael Myers there face to face once again. She goes and she pulls a gun out, and just as she pulls the gun out, he runs away and he's disappeared. And that part was pretty fucking sweet. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
So what happens next? So
Now Josh Hartnett's like, I love you, Mom. You were right the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're all bleeding. So Lori locks Molly and Josh Hartnett in a closet. And she walks around with a gun.
It's pretty apt for like her type of defense style. Just like,
just stay quiet.
Just stay quiet. Lock them away.
Yeah, be protected.
Mama's got to do some work.
That's right. So she's walking around with Brennan, and Brennan's like, "Oh, I think you're still overreacting."
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't even remember. He's giving off that energy. And then they're walking down the hall, and then Brennan's like, "You got a gun? That's crazy. You've got a gun." And then they see a person coming from the end of the hallway. And Brennan takes the gun from Lori and just fucking unloads.
Wow.
And the figure drops to the ground, and they go to investigate. And of course, it's LL Cool J.
No!
Brennan has shot LL Cool J down in cold blood.
Wow. Now,
murdered
a
him.
Real way to really hate a character is to kill LL Cool J.
I'm like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him. I hope he dies. And then Michael Myers shows up and just murders Brennan.
Good. Immediately. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Michael. Yeah. I'll have to kill it for us Michaels. We have to hate together.
Right. And I was very happy to do that. So Brennan is now dead. Lori, John, and Molly all run away and they jump into a car and they rush off. and they drive to the gate, and Laurie opens the gate up, but just as the gate opens up, he's like, kids, you guys need to drive off and protect yourselves. I'm going to stay back. I got to finish things. And Josh Reiner's like, Mom, no, no, Mom, don't do it, Mom. And then Molly's like, come on, don't do it. And then she's like, fuck off.
Fuck off. I live to make another reboot movie later on.
That's right. So they drive off. She breaks the gate lock so nobody can open the gate now. Mm-hmm. And then she grabs an axe. She's like, I'm ready to fucking kill my brother. So, and at this point, I realize now that Josh Harnett is Laurie's son. I didn't know that. I just thought he was a random guy.
Yeah.
So they drive off.
So when she said, like, he's 17, you're like, oh, okay.
I'm like, he's not 17.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm glad at the beginning of the movie he said that to me straight up.
Yeah, I was like, no, he's like 20.
Yeah.
He's at least 20. So she grabs an axe and she's walking through the halls calling for Michael. And then Michael's holding onto like a pipe from the ceiling and he like drops down and slashes at her arm, and she stabs him with the California flag.
California.
Hell yeah.
It's not the same.
He's knocked down, but he's still coming, and she's got two knives, one more than him, and she stabs him repeatedly with the knives and then pushes him off a landing on like a second floor.
Uh-huh.
And then he falls from the second floor first floor, onto his back, onto a table.
He's got to be dead. He got, like, wrestling moved.
Well, that's the thing, is, like, in the first movie, same exact thing happened. She tossed him out of the second story window, landed on his back on the ground, and then she looked back and he was gone. So,
yeah,
like,
true.
I'm like, I wouldn't trust this. And so she doesn't. So she goes downstairs, and he's lying there lifeless, and she grabs an axe, and she's about to... No, she reaches and grabs the knife from his body and is about to stab him again. And then, boom, someone comes to grab her. Who is it?
Her son.
No. That's a good guess, but no, it's not her son.
Who's left? Who's left alive? I feel like so many people died.
That's a good question.
Molly?
LL Cool J is alive and well.
How?
According to him, the bullet just grazed him.
He
did get unloaded on, which is kind of funny because, one, it makes Brendan look like a bad guy because he just unloaded on an innocent black man.
Yeah.
But two, he's also a bad shot.
He's also a terrible shot. Oh my God.
So yeah, LL Cool J is totally fine, and he stops her from stabbing Michael one more time. He's like, he's dead. He's dead. Don't do it again. No, he's dead. Which I'm like, come on.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. So the paramedics.
You also know the story, I'm sure, because everyone's heard of it. Like, just let him just go at it.
I don't know.
End it.
Just go at it, bro.
Yeah.
So the paramedics arrive. LL Cool J says he's gonna write a romantic thriller now. He's into thrills and chills. And so the coroner is gonna take Michael away in a little body bag. But then Laurie. Now, here's the people that are alive now. We got Laurie, Josh Harnett, Molly, LL Cool J. So it's not like how you said, where everyone was dead.
Yeah.
And everyone's still pretty much alive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The only people that are dead are like Brennan, who nobody liked,
yeah.
And Charlie, that nobody liked, and Sarah, which, I mean,
she was fine,
you know? So it's like, really, Sarah's the only, like, innocent among them who, like, is dead.
Innocent? I mean, Charlie didn't deserve to die. He's just an asshole.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I guess Sarah was being pretty hot and loose with the weird rape jokes. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's enough to kill someone,
that's not
though.
Not enough to kill somebody, that's true. At this time of day, you know.
She's like 17. She's going to make weird off-color jokes.
She loves Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so people are still alive. So they're loading Michael Myers up in the coroner's van. And Laurie can't. She doesn't want it to end this way. So she fucking steals a gun from a cop and like points it out at everybody and tells them to step away from the van. And then she jumps in the van and drives off with Michael Myers' dead body in the back.
I thought she was going to shoot the shit out of his body, because that's what I would have done.
No, she's driving it. I don't know where she's driving, but she's
okay,
driving
this
it.
This is ridiculous.
And she has the axe with her again, and uh-huh. She's driving down the road. And, you know, she's driving down the road, and then she sees, you know, movement in the back, and she's not sure if it's just the van moving or if it's actually Michael Myers. Do you think he's still alive?
Fucking just shoot the shit out of the bag. Shoot. That's what I thought she was doing. She was going to be like, get out of the way. I'm going to fucking end this and just shoot him a bunch.
That would have been awesome. But
like,
no.
That's the most logical thing. Why is she fucking driving it? This is so stupid.
So they're driving down the road. And then finally, Michael Myers is alive in the bag, and he unzips the bag and he gets up and he's about to attack Laurie. And then she slams on the brakes And Michael Myers flies through the front of the van, through the windshield, the front windshield, landing in front of the van. And then she's like, get up. Get up, you coward. Get up, you son of a bitch. And of course, he sits up and she's like, got you. And then she fucking gasses the van, smashing into Michael Myers in the front of the van. The both of them go careening down the side of a fucking...
Both of them?
Both, because she's in the van. She's driving the van.
Yeah.
So she drives the van that she's in off the side of a cliff.
Oh, shit.
With Michael Myers in the front of the car. And they drive and they go careening down. They go spinning. And she...
Oh, she had her seatbelt on.
I think she does. Even if she does.
Yeah, I know.
She can get fucked up. And she does get fucked up. She gets out of the van. She like crawls out of the van. The van lights on fire. And we see that Michael Myers is pinned. The van has landed in such a way where he is against a log or like the trunk of a tree. And the van is pinning him to the tree. Okay?
Okay.
All right? And so she goes up to look at him. One more time to check if he's still alive. And then he is still alive. And he reaches out to his sister with his hand. And she's like, Michael. And she puts her hand out. And they're about to touch each other, about to touch hands. And she yanks her hand back. And she grabs an axe and just fucking cuts his head off.
Nice.
And it just flies off to the ground. Lands to the ground.
I don't know why she couldn't just do it earlier.
Halloween theme plays. And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, he's
pretty
dead.
No fucking way he's coming back from that. Unless he switched places with another person, which I'm pretty sure happens in the next movie.
Oh, yeah. It's like, this is someone else's body.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is LL Cool J. And LL Cool J was actually Michael Myers the whole time.
The one thing I wanted to mention about this movie, too, Michael Myers does not look scary in this movie. I don't know if you see him much in your half of the movie.
I only see him at the beginning when he kind of appears. He's okay. He's kind of creepy, but...
His mask is too clean. His hair is too goofy. Like, he doesn't look, like, spooky to me.
Yeah.
He looks silly.
So, pumpkin rating.
Oh, yes. The pumpkin rating. I will give this one, I think, a 2. Maybe 1.5.
Oh, wow. I was honestly going to give it a 3 until you mentioned that ending. And I'm kind of in the 2.5, so maybe 2.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 2.5.
I'll give it a 2.
Because I think it's, like, well-directed. It has cool shots. I think it's interesting enough. Like, I think the character, there's some good acting in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just that ending is just like, what the fuck, man? It just seems so illogical and weird.
I remember when I saw the movie, he, like, landed on his back. And then I was like, there's 10 minutes left in this fucking movie. What are they going to do with the last 10 minutes?
Yeah.
This.
They just, like, we have to get an extra 10 minutes out of this. I'm like, why? Just let it end.
Right. I think it's much more impactful if she does, like, unload the gun into Michael Myers.
Yeah, know? Like, just grabs a gun from a cop, just fucking, just, end of rage, just unloads it on him. Like, that's cool.
But cutting his head off is also pretty great.
Cutting his head off is like the theatrical way. Yeah. But I also think, like, this is the dramatic way if she pulled the gun.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What do I know? I didn't make
You're
no
not
movie.
John Carpenter.
John Carpenter didn't make this.
Yeah, I know. Apparently they wanted to bring him on, but they were really gonna like they weren't gonna pay him enough, and he's just like, why would I do this movie if you're not gonna pay me enough money?
Yeah, he's definitely like, unless I have an amazing idea, fuck off.
He didn't even want to make Halloween 2.
No, he didn't.
He just did it for the money. Yeah. Which is like honestly good for him, man. Like he's like, I already made my Halloween, the first one. If people can make more if they want to, but like, I already made the best one.
You know, I have one of the core memories I have with the Halloween franchise, not this movie specifically, is I remember I went to the wax museum that was in the Buena Park that's closed down now. It was a haunted one.
Ooh.
With my family. And I remember my mom telling me that like she went on a date with my dad to see this movie, the original Halloween. And so it was like the scariest movie she ever saw. And I went into the wax museum and there was a section of horror. Yeah. And I remember seeing a Michael Myers and like there was like fog and there was like a creepy Michael Myers like wax
so
statue
spooky.
And I remember being like so scared.
Oh.
I was like, oh shit. So that's like my only memory. Like Halloween is like the legit scary one.
Michael Myers is definitely like one of the creepiest like monsters or like horror icons because it's like he's just a guy in a mask but he's unstoppable, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary about him, you know. It's like you just, you know, you can't stop him. He's like quiet, he's quick, and he's just you know. It's like,
yeah,
especially if you're
like
a teenager,
he definitely has an edge over I think Jason, which I feel like they're both kind of cut from the same cloth, someone with masks trying to kill someone. But I think there's something more about sinister about, like, I think it's also just the mask is creepier. Like hockey mask is like whatever, that's just a mask, but like was it a William Shatner mask or something?
A William
Shatner
mask, yeah.
Which is just like some Kirk mask. Random weird mask you just find. It's just like very iconic.
I think it's also the knowledge that he was like a child when he first killed too.
Yeah, like there's something about
the movie,
that.
The movie opens with like the family getting murdered and then they remove the mask and it's just a little kid. And like, I think that also adds to the creepiness. Cause like, that's always the thing that scares me. Is like, it's literally like a child under that mask that's just full of hate and like, you know, and just powered by like anger. And like, that to me is terrifying. You
yeah.
know? Yeah, I like the Halloween movies. Okay, there's more
that's
good
thing,
Halloween
like, this
movies
movie,
than like Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so this movie like not amazing.
No,
it's not that bad. Like you said, the kills are kind of mid. There's a lot of things to nitpick at it, and a lot of things that well, not even nitpick, which is a lot of flaws of the movie.
Yeah,
but
I put
it's still a fun watch.
Yeah,
like
I
was
it.
Never bored.
No.
I think honestly, out of all the movies we watched for this
might be spectacular, the best one. I feel like there was another one that we liked.
Let me read them off to you, Mike, to remind you as we close this off. The Watchers.
Nope, that one was shit.
Well, Mary Lou Prom Night 2
that one
was
a
fun
one.
That was pretty good.
Kathy's Curse was bad.
Night Swim.
Not great. This might be one of the better ones.
I will say this is probably the best like straight good horror movie. Mary Lou Prom Night 2 is just goofy ass.
Yeah,
shit.
That's like camp.
But
yeah.
It's fun, but it's not a good movie.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's a fair point.
But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Kind of a sad year.
Kind of a weak year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, this is our fault. We curated the list. No, it's our fault. You watch too many good horror movies. It's the problem, Mike.
I know. Well, also, some of these were recommended to us, too. Curse was recommended
that's
to
true,
us.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, you know, and I think, and Mary Lou was as well. So, two of them are not our fault.
I guess that's true. Although one of them was the best one.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Halloween H2O. It's a movie you could watch, I guess.
It's a weird title.
I just am like, oh, and then they made the reboot one, right? Where she's older and like Michael Myers comes back again.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing too.
It's a more recent one.
Laurie being the sister of Michael Myers is like a contentious thing. Like that's the other thing is like in the newer Halloween movie, she's not related to him. She's just like a lady.
Really?
Yeah. They're not supposed to be.
Did they retcon it?
Yes. They retcon it. Back and forth. They'll retcon it. Yeah. Either making them related or not. That was the decision I think that was made in the second Halloween movie that a lot of people didn't like. It's a contentious aspect of the series. They like to go back and forth. I don't know if I have an opinion one way or the other. I think it's kind of dramatically interesting if she's related to him, but at the same time, it is sort of like a thing where it's like, I don't know, as long as you just don't hang out around, you know, Laurie, you'll be okay, you know?
Yeah.
So
he seriously has some issues like who he targets and stuff. But.
Yeah. Anyway, hey guys, what are you guys going to dress up as for Halloween? Mm. Email us, email@theotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, and we also have a Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous Halloween episodes, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it in the show no matter what it says, even if it is 20 years old. And we'll still read it. Somehow we'll be like, how the fuck did you post that 20 years ago?
That's crazy.
I know.
Glad I'm alive 20 years from now. That's cool.
So is Michael Myers your favorite spooky, scary monster man? Or is it like...
Monster man?
Or is it like Ghostface from Scream? Or... Ghostface is a good fun too.
Like classic. Well, no, it's Chucky, man.
Chucky's good.
Chucky's great.
I love Chucky.
Love Chucky.
Yeah.
Child's Play 2. We watched that for the podcast.
Shit rocks. Child's Play 1.
I think in terms of like class, I'm just thinking of characters in Dead by Daylight.
That's fair.
It's probably Nick Cage.
Hellraiser.
Though. Ooh, Hellraiser's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hellraiser's got a crew too, you know?
He's got a squad. He's got his entourage.
He's got a squad.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I kind of respect that. Like, that's way. None of these other guys have squads. They're all lone wolves.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess Chucky has like a kind of a girlfriend.
He's got a wife, the bride of Chucky.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't disrespect Chucky. I'm sorry. Don't come to my house.
He's going to come for your ass.
Cut my ankles or whatever you do.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Stay spooky out there. I hope you all have a safe holiday.
Hope you enjoyed this year's.
Spectacular!
I got it, baby. Good night, everybody.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.